We've got a special guest in the studio, actually two of them. Heather Loftus is here along with our wonderful mayor, Mountain Home Mayor, Hillary Adams, who I believe you're going to be out there at the Veterans Plaza at about 11 o'clock today as well, aren't you, sir?
Yes, ma'am. At least that's
The plan.
I'm supposed to be at least. If nothing happens between now and 11 o'clock, we'll be there today.
Good Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. Yeah. Well, I know Heather has a lot of questions for you.
Yeah, we got a big morning coming up. You're on the agenda to speak, sir.
I am, and you know what the veterans group asked me to do, in case anyone's forgotten, this marks the 25th anniversary of the Veterans Plaza. So they basically asked me to give a little bit of the history of the plaza, you know, and when that project started and what we've done down there over the years and how it came about. So I'll give a little brief history of it this morning. And recognize the 25th year of that plaza being there. And also, we'll have an announcement down there this morning about a new feature on the plaza. It's going to really enhance the appearance of it, and we're very proud to announce that this morning.
I've got some great family pictures from the day it was opened, because I've got an uncle whose name is on the wall down there, and my grandmother was so proud. I've got just really great pictures. It was a really special day for our family.
I had Tina,
and for many families.
Well, I had Tina going through the scrapbook last week. We were trying to build a timeline of exactly when it all happened and stuff. And she found a picture, and I took a copy of that with my phone, and I sent it to two people, Eamon Tilley, mm-hmm. who was a street director at that time, and to Jack Lee Gregory, who was very much involved in Gregory Company and building that. And I sent it. Of course, back then they both had had a little bit darker hair, maybe more hair. And Jack had a cigar. It looked like it was about a foot long in his hand. And they're standing there talking about the project. And you know, I saw some neat pictures last week about that project and when it started. And those buildings were tore down there on that side. There were seven mm-hmm. buildings. Mm-hmm. on that side of the square that came down. And we enjoyed looking at some pictures about the history of it there last week as well.
You never know, 25 years from now, we might gathering some pictures around of when to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the community center.
You know, I sure hope I'm around in 25 years to celebrate the 25th birthday of it.
Do you feel like you've aged 25 years
of
it?
It's been something. Will Gregory and I were talking just the other day. We visit probably 2 to 3 times a day, and it's been about that project. And, you know, what are we going to do when we get it open? And that's not too far away next spring. You know, early to mid-spring, it'll be up and running. And I think, well, we got to find something else because, you know, you get in that mode where that's a very important piece of your day mm-hmm. every day to be involved in making decisions about that and looking at it and working through that process. And, you know, we can see light at the end of the tunnel now, so we got to start thinking about something else.
And you're going to have some pretty big announcements coming up on how, like, memberships and how people can access it. That's what everyone wants to know.
Everybody wants to know
when's it going to be open and how much?
We're going to, and, you know, we can't open, we can't announce yet when it's going to be open because there are still some things that, you know, we've got a pretty good idea of when we'll get it open. We know the outdoor piece will be open by Memorial Day next year because that's mm-hmm. when we always open the outdoor pool. We are trying to plan an event prior to the end of the school year for the school kids. If we can get it far enough along and do some sort of opening with the school children involved in that center there.
That's good. Get them all excited so they run home and tell their mom and dad they got to join the community center.
That's right. I got to get a membership mommy in this place. And so we're already having some discussion about how that might work. But we'll be announcing probably in January the membership rates. We've been holding those and working through everything. I think we've pretty well got that decided on now.
at the last city council meeting, Denbro Coffee.
Denbro was approved. They'll be going in. They'll be the vendor in the cafe space there. And, you know, those boys do a real good job up there with what they do. And they were very much looking forward to the opportunity to expand Denbro and get on that side of town and get in there. And so that's been approved and done, and they're starting to get ready to finish that room out for those guys now.
That's exactly full service cafe.
It will be. You know, basically what they do up there besides the coffee and all the different drinks they have is they do breakfast wraps and lunch wraps. And they'll offer basically the same menu they offer at Denbro's right now. So we're looking forward to getting them in there. And they've even got a couple special things I think they're going to add to their menu just because of that location. I think I've heard the term numerous times, maybe an ice cream machine in there.
Oh, Lord.
And I know my park staff was pretty excited about that the other day. Right there, and I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not for me to have out there.
I don't know. I've seen those two little grandbabies you've got, so I don't know about that.
Well, you know, that's a very smart idea for them to offer that in there, especially when you get to having those birthday parties and things like that around the pool. Somebody could get your ice cream right there, so... yeah, we're excited to bring Denbro's into the picture out there.
If you haven't been by the campus of ASU Mountain Home lately, you won't recognize it because it is ready to light up the sky with the culture celebration of lights.
It is, and I was speaking to Rosie Hare, Sheriff's Day, the maintenance supervisor on the park side, and she told me she's very, very close to having it all done. Rosie kind of oversees that, got a few little odds and ends to put together. You know, this year, that opening night ceremony when Dr. Coulter flips the switch, we've changed that up a lot this year. It's going to be a new, instead of having the 5K run or walk through the lights like we've done. And last year, we realized when we did that, we were holding the people that wanted to drive through it out on College Street for 30, 40 minutes, and that was creating some problems. So this year, the alumni is going to do their fundraiser a different way. And what we're adding this year on opening night is the hospital has an inflatable screen. And we're going to put that inflatable screen up out there. And I do not know the movie yet. That's up to ASU, Christy Kern, and them know what they're working on. We will actually show a Christmas movie that night, the lighting ceremony, have food trucks and everything there that first night.
That's Sunday, November 23rd?
November.
The Sunday before Thanksgiving?
The Sunday before Thanksgiving, whatever that night is. It'll all start around 5 o'clock.
Busy like time that. Of year for the city.
Very close. And, you know, we've got a few changes to the lights this year. Some things have done different, a few new displays. And, you know, we just need folks to come out and see that right there and continue to support it.
Did you ever get those two beautiful grandbabies on that donkey the other night? Because I saw the mayor at donkey basketball, and he was in these precious little girls. I mean, Kim, all dolled up, little dresses on. I mean, they look so cute. And he was trying to get them on a donkey, and this donkey relieved himself right in front of these precious children. And they wanted no part of that donkey, and I don't blame them.
I don't either.
But he kept trying to put them on the donkey.
No, not after that.
Well, I do. I did not actually see them, but I was told they did get on the donkey later. And they were pretty excited to get to sit on that donkey right there. So, you know, the FFA does a great job, and the way they go about that and put that on all those kids out there, those FFA students riding those things. And, you know, I saw the high school principal,
Mary
Coach
Beth Russell,
Leonard.
Her donkey wanted no part of this.
Yeah, so. And Coach Leonard never, ever needs to get on to a girl about missing a shot because he missed two wide-open three-point
shots. I told him he was having a hard time getting his legs under him because of the donkey. So, you know, his form was good, but he airballed it every time.
Airballed two just wide-open three-pointers. So, Coach, don't ever say anything about any girl that misses any kind of shot, because your shooting ability that night left a lot to be desired.
Mayor, between the donkey basketball and the emus, my faith in humanity has been restored in this Mayberry-like town of ours. I got to tell you, it's been a fun fall.
You know, and that emu deal really became a major issue around here for a few days, and lot of excitement about the MU, and there were people doing a lot of fun stuff with it. And I'm just glad that it all worked out the way it did. And Dr. Connor did a great job of doing what he does best right there.
We'll see you in about an hour and a half, sir.
It's going to be a cool morning on the plaza, but come on out this morning and, you know, as we remember the veterans.
Yep, that is what's important today. And thank you both very, very much.